Yes, sir. What's good, everybody? We back once again. It's Mo Sports TV, NFL edition, NFL season, week two preview, week one recap. We got so much shit to talk about. And you already know this is brought to you by Manscaped. Use code Mo Sports for 20% off on any order in a free month of Mo Sports Premium. I'm with Matt Chi.
Yes, sir.
I'm with Big Ed.
Shave your balls.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shave your balls, Big Ed. And Big Meech. Okay. Gang. Right. Yeah, we here, man. We got a lot to talk about.
Giants and Steelers are not the only people that are undefeated.
Put on the Yeet one. Put on the Yeet. Yeet beat.
The Yeet beat. Put on the Yeet beat.
The whites love Yeet.
It was either that or the track that you just said was ass. So I was doing you a favor. Respect me.
The Yeet beat. No. The whites do love Yeet. Including myself. Even half of me loves Yeet. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel dumb every time I listen to him, but
we talk crazy.
I go, this shit is fire.
But, yeah, we got a lot to talk about, man. We definitely got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about, we're going to start off first and foremost with the Thursday night game that happened last week, the Rams and the Bills. And we'll talk about, you know, a couple more games and we'll preview week two and then, you know, we'll do our segments. Any questions? Make sure you type it in the comments, YouTubers, Facebook. Make sure y'all interact with your boys, man. It's always fun and it's always better when everybody participates in the chat, man. For real.
Start doing all callbacks like next week.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, yo, you already know what's good, bro. Yeah. Like honestly, if y'all want to join in on the live with your phone on if y'all want to FaceTime us, we could do that too. All we gotta do is send you a link. Be like, yo, C-Mo, send me the link on Facebook Messenger real quick. All right, I'll send you the link. Once you hop in, all you got to do is have your camera on, and I got you. I got you, and you can join via FaceTime. It's not FaceTime. It's something else, but you just look into the phone and talk to us.
Slide in with caution, because if your takes are ass, you will get flamed.
Huh?
Who is this?
If your take is mid, they're going to get flamed. Oh my God, you can't come on here with ass
take. So crazy. Nah. I thought you said you take my eye.
What bartender this guy talking about? What are we talking about? Did you get digits from a bartender? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What the hell?
Before you start, did he get the digits from that bartender?
I don't know.
Who? I don't know who commented it.
Vincent?
Vincent who? Capriati?
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny's
wild. Yo, I did. You're hot, Vinny. You hot boy. I got the digits. Yeah, I got the digits. I got the digits. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yo, you can't be violating like that.
Yo, Vinny, what's up with you? Yo, shout out to Wings and Things. This is also presented by Wings and Things, Toms River and Island Heights. Toms River, New Jersey, right off of 37. Right by the old Playa Bowls. Get y'all wings, get y'all things, man. You already know. Yes, we know at the golf tournament. Yes, yes. By the way, shout out to dineonus.org, man. They were a great charity. Thank you for Divide Live. Shout out to Cliff and the Divide Live team for helping Mo Sports make that broadcast at the golf tournament. We interviewed Stephen Baker from the Giants, you know, former Super Bowl winner for the Giants. Charles Way.
Fred Baxter.
Fred Baxter from the Jets, Super Hell Bowl winner from the Jets. And Urban Fryer again. We interviewed the OG Urban Fryer again. So that was great. That was a great time. And it was all to help active military that is struggling. They feed them, and they raise a lot of money to feed a lot of hungry active military personnel. So shout out to dineonus.org, man. I'm really rocking with y'all. Next whatever function y'all got going on, Mo Sports is always glad to help, for sure. Yeah. Urban Fryer, Dr. Urban Fryer. All right, so let's get into it. The Bills and the Rams. Bills and the Rams. What happened with the Rams, man. What? I personally think the offensive line went to shit. Matt Stafford didn't have no time to throw. Cam Akers was non-existent.
Darrell Henderson's nice though. We can't just like he's got skills.
He's decent, yeah, but
although like I do think Cam Akers is the more talented player. That's an interesting situation.
Bro, were down two scores and Matt Stafford was throwing fucking no-look passes. So I don't really I don't think that has nothing to do with his line. I think Matt Stafford's just
I think he just couldn't keep up. That's all.
And I agree with the comment. Yeah, Matt Stafford only looked at one player the whole time, and that was Cooper Kupp. Allen Robinson got barely any burn in this game, and that's crazy. Like, that's your number two guy. Even Van Jefferson really ain't getting nothing off either. Like, you got to the big success that came from the Rams last year was
spreading
that ball around to OBJ, to you know, Robert Woods, to Van Jefferson even, and Cooper, and that left Cooper Kupp on the island. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kyle Kearns. What up, baby? He said, yo, Ed, I want to give you boys a shout out. Trey and them San Fran boys look real sharp. Real sharp out there.
What's his team?
What is Kyle? Kyle, what is your team? Damn, what is Kyle's team? Fuck. Bullshit. Kyle definitely has a team. Definitely comment your team. But, yeah, I mean, the Rams looked real rough out there, but the real concern for me was their offensive line. They were giving it up. Stafford was always under pressure. It wasn't looking good. It wasn't looking good.
Mm-mm. I mean, Cooper Kupp still got his, which is crazy.
Oh, I think Kyle is a Cowboys fan. I think he's a Cowboys fan.
Expose yourself.
I think you're a Cowboys
Expose
fan.
Expose yourself. You said he prefers stones in a glass house.
I think you're a Cowboys fan, man. Come on, man.
You said I prefer not to say.
Yeah,
he's a Cowboys fan.
Definitely a Cowboys fan. For sure, Cowboys fan. Because if he don't want to talk this week, it's because Dak's hurt. So
he said, I'm a Cooper Rush fan. Oh, Lord. Sounded like a real, true Cowboys fan. It's Cooper Rush season, baby. It's DiNucci time, baby. Fucking DiNucci stinks. Remember that video, Kyle? That was a great video. But let's move on to the next game that I want to talk about. The New York motherfucking football Giants!
Finally, it took y'all 6 years to fucking win
one game. Like, what?
Niggas almost did 7 years. All niggas was real close for 7 years.
Jail stint,
not
bro.
Getting a week one win.
That's a stint. That's a jail stint.
Corey.
We're back down 13.
Saquon is looking like comeback player of the year. I
called it.
For sure.
Did I not call?
Just for week
Saquon
one.
Comeback
just
player
one,
of the year.
It's week one, though.
I know. It's only week one. You're right. It's week one.
I'm going to let you have your shot.
It's week one. I'm just saying.
It's week one.
He's looking good.
Yo, be humble, Corey.
I'm going to be humble. I screamed. I'm happy. But like Kyle just said, you know, is the Titans looking bad or is the Giants looking good? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, let's not undervalue the Giants winning this game. Yes, let's not pretend like the Titans weren't the number one seed in the AFC last year. They lost some players. Ed,
they had Derrick Henry on lock, and he was getting smacked.
He got smacked around.
Bro, he was looking like a little bitch guy. He was looking like
stacked
a little bitch.
The box against
even
them,
though he had 88 rushing
came,
yards,
listen,
he was still
came
getting
down to a field goal, though, bro.
Yeah.
We could have lost.
Absolutely.
We could have won, and we did win. But there was a lot of situations where the Giants could have really had a demanding lead. Like Daniel Jones threw a very bad pick.
Oh yeah, on the goal line too.
Well, the fumble, he got blinds. He got fucking ripped. It was during the throw too. I can't even blame Daniel Jones on that. But he tried to throw a back shoulder to Saquon. You don't throw a back shoulder to a fucking running back. Like he's not gonna have that kind of chemistry. I get what you were trying to do there, Daniel, but you don't do that with a running back that's not going to turn his shoulder the right way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's an easy pick for the corner if you're going to throw a back shoulder to a running back.
He was
back.
Doing a wheel. Like,
no, he was doing a wheel. Yeah, and then you want the back shoulder off a wheel. Come on, bro.
You're in the goal line.
He was
anyway.
Thinking too much. He was in his head too much. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem with Daniel Jones. Sometimes he gets in his head too crazy. But other than that, he had an okay game. Like, he had a serviceable game managing game. And that's all I'm asking from Danny Jones this year. You know what I'm saying? Saquon, that's what we need every fucking week from the New York Football Giants is Saquon Barkley doing what he just did. That shit was amazing.
It was.
That shit was fire. All right. But what really impressed me about Saquon was the offensive line blocking for him. He had the open holes. He didn't have to dance around.
Yeah,
he was going downhill. This is the first time I've really seen Saquon full go speed, downhill yes. straight through the fucking okay. gap without dancing around because his fucking line stinks. And what happened? He had 191 all-purpose yards because of it. It's looking real scary for Saquon if this offensive line can be healthy. And look, our schedule is very, very favorable. Over the next 8 weeks.
So I need Daniel Jones to fucking carve it up. I got to be honest. I'm not going to be bought in on performances like what we saw last week. If that
so what if he like, plays like that all year, man?
Then he's not the guy.
Corey's taking that.
He's not though. The guy, but I'm taking that.
Taking that though.
I'm, not, I'm taking you know, that. Like, don't when get, he said don't that, I was off. When don't, he said that, he lost
a, don't take a mediocre as I'm not, Daniel Jones, though. I can't. Like, because Saquon should not have just as many Nico? Rushing yards as his passing yards.
I mean, like, you look just at the saying. Teams that are successful in this league. You look like they have an elite quarterback. You can only go not even so
and I said that to you. He's not even elite. Saquon can't have just as many rushing yards as Daniel Jones' passing yards in the game. Yeah, I don't. That was disgusting. That was disgusting.
No, Corey, stop tilting your head back and forth.
He's a game man. He played like a good game manager last game, and I'm taking that all day. Like, yes, we're not going to make it past round one or whatever with the way Daniel Jones is playing. Sure, but it's a great step forward for the New York Giants in general to be winning against a team like the Titans. To be going against the Panthers next week, a Dallas Cowboys the week after that, the Bears the week after that. We have the it's Texans,
for
it's the fucking.
Out for the next couple weeks, yeah.
We have a lot of easy teams, coming up over the next 8 weeks, and we could actually come out of that shit pretty nicely. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm very happy with how the Giants performed. And the thing I'm mostly happy about, I'm going to give you the thing I was most concerned about and the thing I was the happiest about. The thing I was happiest about was the competency of the coaching staff. All right. We had a great coaching staff. We called the game great. There wasn't no questionable plays. There wasn't no goofy ass like decisions on the personnel side. But where I was concerned is Kadarius Toney only getting 7 snaps. And the one time he gets the ball, he goes for 20 yards on a rush. You know what I'm saying? Well, like
I heard, I think it was Jordan Rainen who does like Giants beat reporting. Mm-hmm. He said that throughout like training camp, it was kind of evident that Kadarius Toney was dogging it. And that's really what the issue is that like you would see him just light jogging it. He would finish his laps after offensive linemen, after defensive linemen, just kind of jogging through and going through the motions. And he said he himself heard Daboll saying, like, get your ass up, get your fucking helmet, and go run. And he would just, you know, light jog, not take it that serious.
And he playing around with Dabes, and Dabes had to show him what
I play better.
Look, I will put fucking Richie James in there and let him rock before you play me out in front of the whole team. And I think it might have to do with the playbook too. I think he doesn't understand the playbook all the way. He was hurt for a lot of the training camp. It's a, you know,
but
we'll
he
see.
Could be y'all star player, y'all star receiver.
Body hurt
yeah, I think this week coming up against the Panthers, he's going to get the proper burn he's supposed to get. That was just a 1 week lesson. Like, hey, don't fucking play with us and we'll win. But I'm happy that Toney handled it professionally. During, you know, the post-game interview, he's like, look, I'm not concerned. We won. I'm happy. I can play 2 snaps. I can play 3 snaps. We won. I don't give a fuck.
Talk good shit, Waddy.
We got lucky. We got lucky at the end with the field goal.
Waddy, a big fan. You heard that.
He's talking shit. Oh, Saquon got the game 4, or I want him off the team. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I don't listen to anything Waddy said.
Yeah, and Daboll was screaming in Daniel Jones' face.
Yeah, like, get fucking together.
I love
it. Daniel Jones needs to get it together. Everything is right there in front of you.
He's a bum.
He might be. We'll see.
I mean,
he's a bum.
Next game. Eagles-Lions. Very entertaining game.
Jalen Hurts surprised me.
Ugly game, but
I'm gonna say it off the rip. He surprised me.
I know.
I'm gonna give him his little
333.
What's really surprised me?
333.
That's what he threw for 333.
Nah, that's total.
Total.
Oh, 333 total.
He threw for 254.
That's like still great for Jalen Hurts, but you know why he threw for 254? I'll name one person.
AJ Brown.
That boy was always open the whole game, and that's his motto. He's always open. He's always open.
Vibes.
He is a fucking dog, bro. What vibes? T.O. vibes?
Like on the field?
What you mean?
Like he need the ball every time?
He's that type of. I think he could be that good.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, I don't say T.O. vibes. You might want to refer to somebody else.
Well, how is it, bro? He's a bully out there.
T.O. though? T.O.? T.O. Terrell Owens?
I say Baldwin or what's his name?
That's Super Bowl performances.
Steve Smith Jr. or something like that, bro.
What's my boy from
AJ Brown's like 6'5".
Bro, he gave me Anquan.
Yeah. I'm not comparing him to T.O. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, T.O. was an arrogant bastard. Do not compare him to
him. I'm not even comparing.
I'm talking about the game, just in general, the game.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a dog, bro. He was running those routes. He was getting open. He was making it real easy for Jalen Hurts. Like, I can't lie.
Floating that shit.
Like, I liked Tannehill a lot when he had A.J. Brown. I understand why I liked Tannehill a lot. You know what I'm saying? When A.J. Brown was on the Titans. He gets open. All the time, he cooks secondaries.
But you know what it is? He got other pieces around him now that gets him even more open. So when you got Devontae Smith on the other side, and then you got him, then you got motherfucking Miles Sanders who did fucking 91 yards and the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Sanders had a great game too.
That shit. Yeah, Boston Scott. We was all everybody was. Devontae Smith didn't do shit.
He didn't do it. He had zero catches. Very interesting development.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we do got to talk about with the Eagles that did concern me was their defense.
That defense
was not it, bro. Sure. You don't give up 33 points to the Lions. You don't do that.
Come back when we
especially like all the acquirements you had in that secondary. Yeah. Bradbury, Gardner Johnson,
Bradbury had an innocent.
Justin Jefferson might have 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Can we really talk about that pick? Jefferson.
They played the Vikings.
That pick was bullshit, bro.
It was a tipped ball and he caught it.
No, it was an out and up by T.J. Hawkinson and golfed through the out instead of the up.
And he threw it right.
He threw it right. He literally threw it right to James Bradbury. It was like, here's a pick six for you, bro. Congrats.
How is that his fault?
It's not his fault, but I'm just saying, like, he had a pick six. Okay, but that's not that pick six didn't impress me. That was given to him.
That's some hate shit.
Whatever. You can look at the film. That shit was ass. Hawkinson did an out and up. He threw the out, and Hawkinson was up. You feel me? Like,
I mean, that's not his fault.
Yeah,
that's not
his golf's fault.
He was playing talking about Bradbury. He's that's not his coverage. Fault. He's right there. Spot.
He played. Yeah, I mean he was there. He was supposed to be there, and he got caught the easy
long story. Easy pick. I just think it was ugly. It was ugly ass win. I think the defense just has to like link. Nah, they ain't link enough.
We shouldn't lose to the
Kyle makes a good point. DeAndre Swift was fucking eating y'all.
Oh my god, that nigga's too raw. That's my dog. That's my dog. I fuck with
Jamal Williams too. He was going off too.
They both was. Honestly.
They were going crazy.
What he have? Devontae had like. I mean, DeAndre Swift. He had like what? 140, 160, something. 143, one touchdown, some shit like that.
DeAndre Swift last week.
DeAndre Swift,
144.
Yeah, 144.
Yeah.
That's my dog. I'm not even mad. I can't talk shit about him. He went to Georgia. Can't talk.
So we're going to see what these Eagles, boy. And if Detroit's doing that to y'all, what is Minnesota going to do to y'all?
That's what I'm saying.
Justin Jefferson is about to, woo wee.
Might have a 300 yard game.
Can we talk about that game real quick? Let's talk about, can we talk about how crazy Justin Jefferson looked last weekend?
I want my flowers.
I mean, it's flower. I mean, cool. I mean, you can have it's Justin Jefferson. Like we know how good Justin.
The Vikings taking the dub too.
Okay, we'll give you your flowers. I'll give you your flowers on that.
He take the underdog on that. He definitely get.
I'll give you the flowers on the Vikings. I'll give you that because I liked Green Bay, but I'm not that. I'm still not concerned with Green Bay yet.
I'm not concerned.
The week four, bro. I'm giving every team the week four.
Yeah. I think so. I'm not
4-6.
I'm not gonna get crazy over like these lackluster performances by good teams like the Niners, for example. Like I'm not gonna I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to kill you yet, Ed. I'm not going to kill you yet about the Niners. Because
I almost killed Trey Lance.
Like, it was 3 inches of rain. Damn near rookie quarterback.
He was slinging that bitch in the beginning, bro.
Yeah, before the rain.
Before the rain, he was slinging.
But
that
even that, he was running that shit too, yo. Yeah,
that nigga
really gave me Kaepernick vibes, bro.
Yeah, he had like nine carries for like, I want to say 58 yards.
He didn't do bad, bro. I think he just got to be in a non-wet environment.
That's always been our downfall as 49ers. We don't play good
in bad weather. Yeah. I remember the Giants beat y'all in bad weather in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to kill y'all, but I will say y'all fucking stunk that game. Oh, yeah, y'all fucking stunk. I'm going to wait.
Offensively, I think we did. Offensively.
Y'all were bad, bro. But y'all were bad, and y'all had a very bad game. There's a lot of good teams that had bad games, like the Colts, like the Bengals.
Crazy.
You know, there's a couple of teams that are good teams that just did not show up for week one. And Packers. Yeah, Packers. You know, that's another
one. That defense looks like shit. That's really the main problem.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be a good defense. I mean, like I said, the Vikings are probably going to be the number one offense in the league this year.
Who?
The Vikings.
Offense?
Vikings offense is going to be the best offense in the league this year.
I don't even think that's better
than the Chargers. I'm telling you now, better than the Chargers and everything. I'm calling that.
They had 90 yards, 20 carries, 90 yards.
Dalvin Cook went off.
Just 20 carries for 90 yards. 20 carries, 90 yards.
That's 4 points on the carry.
Yeah.
He needs to. That's 277. I think.
I don't know, bro, because to me. No, go ahead. My bad. To me, nigga, Kirk Cousins only threw it to fucking Justin Jefferson, bro. Everybody else was just average as hell. Adam Thielen had 3 catches for 36 yards.
I think that's going to be a regular this season. I'm telling you, Justin Jefferson could do this like
by himself.
Every week, yeah.
Shit.
Randy Moss vibes, right, bro?
I mean, shit. He started doing Randy Moss shit, bro. I'm going to be mad as hell if he do that to us. Boy.
Oh, he's going to make y'all pay. I'm telling you, Justin Jefferson's going to have a game against y'all. I bet you he has a chip on his shoulder. Y'all didn't draft him and drafted fucking Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, Jalen Reagor is on the fucking Vikings.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you guys see what the coach said about him?
Who?
What the Vikings coach said about Jalen Reagor?
He don't got no catches either.
What he said?
Bro, he said he salivated over this man. Like, this is the full, like, the quote is crazy, bro. He said he salivated over this man's because he had nice, thick thighs, some meaty calves, and a solid build to him.
Whoa.
This is a sick Negro.
That's crazy.
That's kind of crazy. And Kyle said Jair Alexander, Jefferson made Jair Alexander look like a child. I mean, I don't even think Jair Alexander even guarded Justin Jefferson. He was pissed after the game. He's like, I wanted to guard him, and I didn't.
That's who people are saying is better than Jalen Ramsey in the group.
Yeah, Alexander. I mean,
he's up there.
He's not up there with Jalen Ramsey.
I'm not saying he's on that level, but he is up there.
Jalen Ramsey is on a level of his own.
Yeah.
Well, week one says a lot because he was getting torched.
Yeah, I mean, the Green Bay secondary, it was the second corner that guarded Jefferson for whatever reason.
One play.
Yeah, and he got cooked. He got cooked.
So
but I think he was in zone, though. Ed was saying, I'm pretty sure he was in zone.
Bro, I don't know, because I don't know you follow niggas in zone.
Yeah, he did.
He followed him a little bit. He was on his back, and he hit him with a...
But once he hit the inside, that's not his zone anymore. Yeah. I don't know. But regardless, it looked like he got cooked.
He looked like he was following
him. That shit looked crazy.
I'm just saying,
that shit was crazy.
If Matt decides to put that clip up after we talk, then you're going to see how he fucking tortured him real quick.
Hell yeah,
it's just
bro.
It's kind of like NBA, like ankle breakers, right? Like if you step on the guy's foot a little bit, like even if it looks bad, it's still going to go viral.
Fucking Steph Curry stepped on my fucking
Chris Paul.
Yep. Exactly. You got cooked. It doesn't matter. Like you fell. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Next.
All right. Let's talk about Bucks Cowboys. We'll briefly go over Bucks Cowboys. I just want to talk about the Cowboys really more than anything.
Same score, bro. Y'all suck.
It's trash.
They're pissed.
What happened, Cowboys fans? I thought the NFC East was on lock again. I thought it was your year.
Looking like the Giants are coming in second.
No Dak Prescott now. This is what, the third year in a row he's gotten injured?
Yeah.
Is he – that's the new question. Is Dak Prescott injury prone? I think so. Yeah. This is his third fucking year he's gotten hurt.
Seven or eight weeks.
To get him back in four.
Six to eight.
They're trying to get him back in four.
Hot take, though.
And I said, if you try – Washington winning that division, keep like smoking.
Look, bro, look. They didn't look bad.
Wow, Sunday, Jawad, wow. Now the Eagles aren't winning. You just said that we're going to win the division, like, earlier before the fucking season started. Now it's the defense. Shut up. Anyway, back to the Cowboys. Y'all got Cowboys Cooper
fucking
Rush
as y'all
backup. Yeah. So Jerry Jones better get on the phone and try to get Cam Newton or somebody.
Cooked, bro. He was getting
Mike BBQ.
Evans. And Mike Evans was just...
I hope Jerry Jones lives forever.
Yeah, y'all really not winning until Jerry Jones dies. Like, I hope you know that, bro.
Okay, Jawad, your fucking secondary is still sus, too. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Our secondary is sus.
Sus as fuck. Sus as fuck. Stop it.
But I will say that Washington definitely had a good-looking game versus it's the Jags, all right? It's the fucking Jags. Let's not get too hyped.
Giants played the best team.
Carson looked good.
We did.
Let's talk about it.
We did. We did play the best team.
Oh, y'all did?
Yes, we did. I mean, the Cowboys played the best team.
Oh, I'm talking about teams that
won. The ones that won? All right. But, you know, it is what it is. We got to still see what the Titans are talking about.
I had to see week one. Shut the fuck
up. We're going to see what's good when the Giants and Eagles play each other. It's going to be a good one.
I was talking so much shit about you guys, how you guys fucking probably going to suck and all of this. I need to see. We don't. I don't know if Danny done. And now it's now we suck and we're not going to win the division. Tracking, okay, Jawad.
Carson Wentz looked okay. Let's not act like he looked
good.
He still makes
Jahad Dotson looked good. McLaurin looked good. They all look good. You know, Gibson looked good. Defense looked good.
Beef with Carson Wentz.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because
he hates Carson Wentz.
Even though it was the Jags, nigga had 313 yards, four touchdowns.
I'm
not moved necessarily.
You're not moved, but Danny Jones.
But Danny,
I wasn't moved by Danny Jones either, though.
On Jacksonville's defense.
Bro, it don't matter. He still was slinging rock.
Who was slinging rock? I'll give him that.
Four TDs. He made. I mean, they look.
You know how hard that
he
is?
Gave NFL everybody teams, the. He gave everybody the ball too. These stats are average as shit.
Bro,
these stats are average as shit.
They had fucking Terry McLaurin going up against Hingle McCringleberry. I don't want to hear it, bro.
Danny Jones is cool at 190.
Hey, bro. Kevin Byard got cooked a few times.
He had. I mean, look. The touchdown to Sterling Shepard, he was wide open, but I mean, he got the ball there and it was a touchdown.
It was a time.
That was not a dime.
It wasn't a dime.
And he almost got tackled.
Because he wasn't led.
Exactly. Stop it.
That's correct.
Stop it, Maddie. Stop it.
But still an impressive win by the Giants. I don't care what anybody has to say. Let's move on to. We got one more game to cover, and that's Seattle Denver. That just happened on Monday.
I just want
to
cover one thing about that game, but y'all got that.
Oh, I'm gonna cover what I think. This game reeked of Vegas.
Time out. You said the Broncos.
The Broncos and the Seahawks.
Oh my god, bro! Yeah. Horrible coaching. Horrid. Oh.
It almost seems as if he did all that goofy shit on purpose. Bro, I don't know. It just makes no sense.
14 seconds, three timeouts, and you kick a 64-yard fucking field goal? Are you fucking serious? You got to be kidding me.
How
don't you get fired the next day?
Russell Wilson, you pay him $220-something million this offseason, 4th and 5 on the 45-yard line. You get that first down, you are easily in McManus's range.
Right?
Easily.
What y'all trying to do, break records, nigga? The fuck out of here.
You depending on McManus to break the NFL record for you to win the game over Russell Wilson on a 4 and 5? 4th and 5?
90% of Vegas bets were on Denver.
They were.
It's very weird
how they. It was sus.
Bro,
the game is sus. It was very sus.
Bro, they were going up the field anyway. They were still going up the field, and you got three timeouts with 1 minute and 14 seconds, and you fucking waste all of that for a 64-yard field goal. That is
Yeah, if you watch the Peyton and Eli broadcast,
yeah, he caught he caught like
64 timeouts. Peyton Manning is sitting there going like this.
I literally watched
64 times during that.
That's fucking, and they called one timeout.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
At the end of the play clock, that was
nutty, nutty, nutty. He should have been fired.
And like I said, yeah, Kyle, primetime home dogs, bro. That shit hits every fucking time, damn near, especially on a major week like week one. Or like a major, major game. If it's bet on crazy, if it's 90% one way, and that team is a primetime home dog, I'm taking the primetime home dog every time, bro. Every time. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care if it's Geno fucking Smith.
That nigga
I don't
sucks.
Give a fuck.
Yeah, that's I don't what give I want to talk about. I want to talk about Geno Smith.
Niggas was eating Geno Smith all fucking crazy. Like, okay, you won the game, Geno Smith, but you did it. You had negative 4 yards in the fourth quarter, bro. You had like 13 yards in the second half. You're going to get fucking smoked next week. He plays somebody good next week, too. And he was grabbing ass on the field. It was sus. The whole game was sus. From the pregame to the fucking postgame, the shit was sus.
Nigga had a handful of booty.
Grip that shit. You saw the hand, the fingers indented in the ass cheek. It was disgusting.
And he slapped it after. Wow.
What the hell is going on?
Slap?
Like a little pat, like the little grip. First off, in football,
grip slap.
Niggas don't care about a little pat. You know what I mean?
Pat, okay, all right, you know?
The nigga gripped it and then patted his ass too. Wow.
Yeah, they be in the showers.
Seahawks versus 49ers next week.
Wow. I don't want to play them. They doing that.
12th man has a different meaning.
For sure, though. Definitely, though.
You don't want to play them no more, huh? That's crazy. Wow.
Just that Odell quote. I'm not having fun anymore.
I see why the motherfuckers wasn't writing back. I see why you ain't write back either, my nigga.
That's wild. Wait.
I just got a Bleacher Report notification. Seahawks acquiring lineman Carl Nassib. Wow. What a signing.
Isn't he gay? That's so fucking ironic.
Wow.
What?
Said that. Wow.
Wow. That's fucking crazy.
Did y'all hear about the Brett Favre shit?
Oh.
That nigga was swindling, boy.
So, yeah.
He got arrested with the governor of Mississippi for welfare fraud.
That's tough.
That's real tough.
Welfare
fraud. I don't know what they were doing.
Somebody disrespecting.
I don't know what the hell happens, but it happens.
He said the Jags will have a better season than the Giants. And that was from a Titans fan. So just take your L. It's okay.
That's Rashawn Thomas. I'm not worried about what Rashawn Thomas is. When he talks about the Giants, I'm not worried about because he hates the Giants. And I would hate the Giants after Sunday, too.
Why do you say Niners not making the playoffs either? Right?
I don't think so. Know what team. I don't think they are either. Unless Jimmy plays ASAP.
We'll see. I'll give it week four.
Yeah.
We'll give it week four. And I'll let you know.
But, yeah. We're done with the recap. Let's preview. Well, actually, let's do pick a side. Brought to you by Wings and Things, Toms River, New Jersey. Anytime you want some great wings, a great fat sandwich, salad, catering, any of the sort, healthy food, not healthy food, anything you want, make sure you drop by to Vinny on Wings and Things on Route 37 on Toms River. They're open Monday to Sunday, every day. There's no off days for my boy Vinny, man. He works hard, and he a small business owner. Let's support our local small businesses. And let's eat at places that aren't called McDonald's and Applebee's and goofy shit like that. Let's go to fucking Wings and Things. Let's go to best food in town. Let's go to, you know what I'm saying? Let's go to LT's Pizza. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to places that real people are running, you know, that actually have a real life to live and families to feed. But yeah, pick a side. Jamar Chase versus Stephon Diggs. Everybody in the chat, pick a side. Jamar Chase, Stephon Diggs. Type it in the chat and tell us why. But who wants to start? Because I don't.
Jamar Chase.
Okay, Ed has Jamar Chase. Why do you have Jamar Chase, Ed?
He's just way more explosive.
I was about to say, I got
Stephon Diggs this. His route running is impeccable.
Stephon's first step is nasty.
I know his route running is
impeccable.
But Jamar Chase just does it with like I don't know. Like
yeah, man, that nigga's a dog. Bro.
I agree with you, Ed. He's more explosive than Diggs, but I still don't think he's an overall better wide receiver than Diggs.
Maybe I'm just living in the moment.
I mean, Jamar Chase is still very young. You know, Diggs is a seasoned vet. This is what the fuck he does every year, year in, year out. No bullshit. I mean. Don't get me wrong. I think Jamar Chase is going to do it year in and year out, too. But right now, I got to take Stephon Diggs. I got to take Stephon Diggs because he's just a cleaner route runner. He has better hands. He just does everything besides being explosive in yards after catch better than Jamar Chase, in my opinion.
I want to go with Chase, man. I really do because the nigga's just too raw. He's mad explosive. He blocked. He do it all, man. Two tap. He could do it all. One hand. You saw that one hand he almost. But when it comes down to it, man,
that one hand was fucking.
That
crazy.
Shit was fucking.
Did you see the Deontay Johnson one hander? Oh my fucking goodness!
Like that shit was clean too. Like,
wow,
that looked clean.
There was a lot of one handers.
There was a lot of great catches.
If anybody one hander
was crazy too.
I mean, that was just tough. I mean, that was. I mean, that wasn't really too. Like advanced, like they shit was wild, bro.
You know why you don't think it's too advanced?
Because Diggs is on. I mean, yeah, but Diggs was on it too. He's clean.
People sleep on Mike Evans. Actually.
I don't. I mean, Mike Evans. He gets
1,000 yards every fucking year.
You can't sleep
every
on
year.
Him. He does
every
what year. He's supposed to do. I'm not saying it, but he's gonna do that. That's what he do. He go up for the ball. He's an aggressive wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? But I really don't. You don't really see him like. Like getting a bomb and taking that shit. Like
Kyle makes a good point too. Jamar Chase was the number one wide receiver at LSU when Justin Jefferson and all of them were there.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. I mean, that offense in general, LSU, that might have been one of the best offenses in college football history. Now we looking back on it, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow, forget about it.
Whoa,
fucking forget about it. All right,
wide receiver, like just the offense. Or are you saying like the whole team?
No, the offense. I'm talking about the offense in general.
Didn't Alabama have Julio Jones, Amari Cooper, and all them?
Yeah, but what, on the same team? I don't think Amari Cooper and Julio Jones is on the same team. I'm pretty sure they weren't. I'm pretty sure. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire at running back. Ew. Nah, that offense.
Don't do that because you said he's ass. Which one did y'all say he was ass?
I think Pacheco is better than him. Yeah, I do. I don't think he's ass, but I think Pacheco is better than him, and Pacheco will take his spot by the end of the year. But them four, that you're right. That's unstoppable. That's unfucking stoppable. Like, I can only maybe go back to Reggie Bush offense to even compete with that. You know what I'm saying? They had the full package. They had everything.
What about Cam Newton and all of them, bro?
At Auburn, all right. Who did he have with him? He had a good running back. He had Cadillac Williams, I think, that year. Yeah, Cadillac Williams. He was a fucking dog, but who was his wide receiver?
I was about to say, he really didn't have.
Who'd this man think he was?
Who is that? Leonard Fournette?
No.
What the fuck is that?
I don't.
What are you showing?
He was a senior running back, right? And his name is Leonard Fournette. Like,
he might have changed. Oh,
that's this year?
That was the year
2019 LSU team. He was a senior. He just saw no burn.
He didn't get no burn that year. Yeah, he didn't get burned to the point where they spelled his name wrong on the website. That's how you know he didn't get burned that year.
I think that is his name.
Great value, Leonard.
If I knew more about college, Kyle, I would debate USC, but I don't know about USC enough yet. I will by the end of the season. But I can't, nah. Nothing's better than that fucking, nothing's better than that, LSU offense that we just talked about. I can't see nothing being better than that.
So what sides are we taking? What do we got?
Okay, I'm taking Diggs.
I'm going to take Diggs.
Taking Jamar.
I got to take Jamar. I'm going to stick with what I said.
Two Diggs, two Jamar. So it's a tie. It's a tie. Playoff Super Bowl party this season. You know it, man. And you know this, man. We definitely going to try and have a Super Bowl party this year. Why not? I, you know, Jax, we got fucked over. So you know how that shit go. But we'll find another venue. I think I got a venue in mind that's down to rock with us. I'm not going to name the venue, but it's a very good venue. And I think if we had a Super Bowl party there, I think it would be lit. I think it would be damn lit. If we got a nice DJ in there, I think it would be tough. I think it would be tough.
Not just lit, damn lit.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's go to previews. Chiefs Chargers Thursday night. Chiefs Chargers.
Good game.
Sheesh. What a game. But like, what's going to be the key to the game? Which defense is going to step up defense? The hardest?
Chargers defense. Fuck that. We're going to see who better, Mecole Hardman or Mike.
We up one.
Ed's currently up 1-0 on the Mecole Hardman Mike Williams saga. All right. He's got six more yards and a touchdown, even though it's 10 yards and 16 yards. But, you know, I'll give you the W. You know, whatever. Up one, bro. I'll give you one handicap.
This the real shit, nigga.
This is the real test right here. No Keenan Allen. All right. He's wide receiver one now. You're going against a Chargers defense. This is going to be a barn burner, in my opinion. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Chiefs 4.5-point favorites, that's a lot to me.
It is a lot.
Why?
Who's home?
The Chiefs.
Okay. So that's really a 1.5-point favorite. They add 3 points for being home.
Pat Mahomes just threw for 5 touchdowns.
Patrick Mahomes had a fucking day.
He had three in the first half?
He had 3 in the first half.
He dogged the fucking Cardinals. Something Cardinals crazy, no bro.
Secondary. I don't care.
He carved them boys
it
up,
don't
bro.
Matter. He was no looking, side-arming. He was wilding, bro.
NFL street type shit, bro.
Chargers, for real. Chargers
he had Juju in his bag. He had everybody in their bag, man.
For real.
Even running Pacheco. Pacheco yo, had a good game,
backup,
bro.
Backups. Yo, the running backs was wild. Oh my god, yo, they was looking crazy out there, bro. They was looking nutty. Oh my god, I'm going with the Chiefs.
I don't know who's gonna win.
Going with the Chiefs.
I like what Kyle
Chargers.
Said. We're gonna have to bring pressure on Mahomes big time if the Chargers think they're gonna win. Bosa gotta get to him. He has to get to him.
If they don't, oh my god.
I think the Chiefs win. It all depends on, like you said, Kyle, the pressure that the Chargers are going to put on Mahomes. If they do not get in that backfield and put some real heat on him, They're going to lose. But Herbert is going to be Herbert no matter what. I'm going to tell you that right now. Herbert's going to fucking go crazy. Herbert's going to go crazy.
This is going to be the game right now. That's going to say.
He's going to prove it, too. He don't got his number one wide out. All he's got is white
rule. What if you don't prove it? You want to apologize?
No. Absolutely not. I'm not going to apologize. You're not fuck. Week two. It's week two. No. Fuck you. No. Fuck out of here.
Now it's week two, but we got to go off Michael Williams and fucking. You know what?
And another good point. The Chargers won 3 out of 4 in Arrowhead. Herbert versus Mahomes so far this year. So we'll see what happens.
In their careers.
Herbert's up 3-1 in Arrowhead.
Oh, okay.
But Patty Mahomes is like undefeated in September in Arrowhead, I'm pretty sure, in his career.
Yeah, the Chiefs don't lose in September. That's a very good point. They don't fucking lose in September. It's going to be a great game. I'm really looking forward to this game. I can't lie. It's going to be a fucking hell of a game.
Might be 50-50 out there.
Yeah.
I'm still taking Chiefs.
You think it's going over 53.5 or under?
Over.
I think the over. I like Kyle's team total of Chargers over. I think he is going to fry up that Chiefs defense. I can't lie. I definitely do. Chiefs by 12.
Whoa.
That's a divisional game. I don't. There's no way.
Jamie? Whoa. What are you smoking?
I don't see that.
Chiefs by 12?
I don't see that.
That's bold. I bet you won't put 100 on that on FanDuel.
Facts.
That's probably
put that in.
That's plus 320.
It's 220.
220? Minus 11.5 is 220.
Yep.
You won't put that in on FanDuel.
I would.
You ain't gonna put that on your ticket.
I wouldn't put that on my ticket. Honestly, no. I personally wouldn't.
Niggas is not putting that on their ticket.
I'm staying away from the spread. I really like the totals.
Sunday.
If I'm going to go with something in that game, I'm going with the total. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I go with the total over.
I like the over.
But I am not.
I like the team totals.
I am not putting no Chiefs minus 12. You bowled us out for that. But I respect it.
I thought JC was questioned.
I think he's active, though. Hmm. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring one. If not, it's because too much money was on the over. But yeah. The team total, I think, is a good hedge for that, for the over bet in general. Idiot.
Why does he talk?
Next. Saints Bucks. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
I think the Saints beat them like they do every year.
The Saints have the Bucks card low key. They split. They split every year, or they sweep the Bucks. And Tom Brady,
it's more of them sweeping the
Bucks. Struggles against that Saints defense.
Yeah, man.
He struggles.
Sure.
But Saints defense sounds good.
Yeah.
Saints defense is very good. It's a very good defense.
The Honey Badger back there.
Yeah.
Pieces on that defense.
No JC Jackson, by the way. No JC Jackson. Damn, for real.
I don't know. That's what I was like responding to. I'm not sure.
We'll see what happens.
I'm going with the Saints in this game. I like the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints.
Got to go with my
Who's home?
History repeats
Saints.
Themselves.
Saints are home?
Yeah, I believe so.
Damn. Who's the favorite? What's the line on that? What's the line on the game?
Wait, the Saints are home again? Weren't they just home against Atlanta?
Yeah. No, they were in Atlanta.
They were in Atlanta.
And yeah, mind you, that was a hell of a game, by the way. We didn't talk about
Bay,
that game.
Minus two and a half.
Minus two. Honestly, I'm taking Tampa Bay. It's been too many times in a row the Saints beat the Bucks. It's been too many times in a row.
I think they got Tom Brady's card.
That's
time for Brady to step out.
Like Aaron Rodgers and the 49ers. No matter what, he still can't
be. I'm being the contrarian on that, and you can only lose so many times. Tom Brady can only lose so many times to a certain team before he kicks.
Okay, so you should say that about the Chiefs. Because they might not always win in September, right?
Right. I mean, I like the Chargers. So, I mean, I didn't pick a team. I like the Chargers to win, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I like the Saints. I can't go against my son's second favorite team. So,
yeah, like Lions them. Being favorites for the first time is kind of suspect. I agree, Kyle.
And they're playing Washington. I like Washington to beat Detroit. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
okay. I'm telling you right now.
I think it like.
Telling you right now, I like Washington to at least cover. I like Washington to at least cover because the Lions defense is very sus. It's very sus.
One and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take the money line at that point.
Yeah, you might as well take
money line it up. Absolutely. What? Money line what? Fucking madness.
Wait. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Lions? Washington.
Oh, Washington?
I'm taking Washington to
plus,
win.
Plus 108.
I like Washington to win that game. Like I said, the NFC East niggas is all the NFC East is garbage. Bro, we about to off except for the Cowboys now. Jesus, niggas about to win. Up. They're all about to win like 10 games.
Put the word
bro.
Out
Watch.
There.
Watch. Yo. All of them.
All y'all?
All three of us. Go win 10 games. Watch.
I don't know about the Redskins or the Commanders.
I think the Commanders. Are. I think the Giants can win 10 games with the schedule we have.
I got more faith in y'all. I think we can 10 games than the Commanders. Wow.
I see what I need to see.
Real shit.
I'm
saying that for right now, Ed, because in a couple of weeks, everything goes.
If we stay healthy, out. If we stay healthy, big key. If we stay healthy, I think we can win 10 games. I really do.
All right, who we got next?
Next game.
Vikings-Eagles.
Vikings-Eagles. That's going to be a hell of a game. I like the Vikings, though. And I'm not trying to be biased, but what I just saw from the Vikings... You got the Vikings winning by 20?
Bitch, I was about to flame you. I was about to say, Gino going to be gripping ass all day on you. Gripping ass all day on you. Bitch, you know where I'm going. I don't got to talk.
I.
Nigga, Justin Jefferson ain't going to get it done by himself.
We're Giants fans. We're Giants fans.
Sorry.
I like the Vikings, bro. I like them.
Vikings minus 3.5, plus 158.
Minus 3.5? I'm buying a point.
The Eagles are the favorites right now.
I know. I was looking at some got them spreads.
Plus.
Oh, what's the actual? 12.
Minus one and a half.
And I like the Vikings.
112.
I might go Vikings.
I like the Vikings, for sure.
I'm not mad.
I,
I mean, you can't really, it's hard to argue against it. Like, they looked fucking spectacular. They held Aaron Rodgers to like under 150 passing yards. It was disgusting. Like,
I'm not mad at it.
And Justin Jefferson is Justin Jefferson, and he has a chip on his shoulder. And
nine catches.
I think Dalvin Cook is going to have the game, though. Just like DeAndre Swift went off, Dalvin Cook about to go off.
Dalvin Cook can go off whenever he wants.
Exactly. But I really think it's going to be next week. He only had like 90 yards. I think he's going to have like 150 yards rushing next week. Watch. Against the Eagles.
I think so.
I think he has 150 against the Eagles. That's my bold take. That could be a great alt line, too. That's a great plus alt line. Dalvin Cook over 150 rushing yards. That's a banger.
Jesus.
That's a banger.
Man, fuck you, Corey. Straight up. I hope fucking Christian McCaffrey has 200.
This might be the game where he gets hurt. I'm going to just tell you that right now. This might be the game where Christian McCaffrey gets hurt.
What did he do last week?
No.
He had a touchdown.
Yeah. He wasn't nothing spectacular. He had a tutty. He had.
That pussy better start taking steroids, man.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I mean, but that's the key for the Eagles. Y'all defense. Y'all going to have that's a high-powered offense versus a sus defense from week one. You know what I'm saying? I mean, same thing with the Eagles. The Eagles had a great offense, too, last week. Like, they ran it up.
Yeah, 10 carries for 33 yards. That is.
I don't know how good the Vikings defense really is. That's a big question. 10 carries
for 33 yards. That was trash. Christian McCaffrey, yeah.
Hype on Christian McCaffrey is kind of trash, though.
Kirk, MT, Robbie Anderson, or J. Rob?
I've seen enough.
Pick one.
What happened?
MT. I'm taking. I think he's talking about fantasy. Yeah. He's talking about fantasy.
Football. Christian Kirk, Michael Dark Thomas, Shadow. Robbie Anderson,
Christian Kirk,
or James Robinson.
Was this like a super flex where you can start a fucking quarterback too? I mean, if it's not a quarterback, if there's no quarterbacks involved, oh, he might be talking. No, he's talking about Christian Kirk. He's talking about Christian Kirk.
Yeah, all right, that's all right. What I said Christian Kirk.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kirk Cousins. Right, I'm like, oh hell no. No, I like MT. I like MT. Even though Kirk had a game last week, he went off. He went off. He went off. Damn, I might like Kirk in that. Shit.
MT is the touchdown guy, and he's back.
He is back, man. MT is back. MT is back. So I have Cordarrelle Patterson on my bench, right? I have Eckler, fucking Henry, and fucking Chubb as my running backs in my keeper league. But I have Cordarrelle Patterson on the bench. I'm trying to trade because Keenan Allen got hurt. I'm trying to trade Cordarrelle Patterson with Rogge for MT and Marquise Brown. And he's like, nah, you can't get Marquise Brown, but you can get Allen Lazard.
Take that. But I'm like, he's coming back this week.
But I'm like, bruh. Cordarrelle is Cordarrelle again this year.
He's still him.
He was the top three fantasy running back last year.
He be running that.
His value is there. Like, y'all not about to play me and get fleeced. I'm not about to get fleeced because motherfuckers undervalued Cordarrelle Patterson in the draft. No.
Yeah.
He was a top three running back last year, scores 22 points, gets 120 rushing yards. Another 30-something passing yards.
Yeah, he's him.
And a touchdown. No, y'all not about to play me. I want Marquise Brown and Mike Thomas for Cordarrelle Patterson. You got me fucked up. I actually tried to even add Tyler Boyd in the mix. I was like, here, I'll give you Cordarrelle and Tyler Boyd. And he still rejected that. I was like, nah, fuck you. I felt like Leon Rose at that point. I was like, I got to step away. Y'all not about to fleece me.
What's next, bro?
You just fucked it up. What's next?
Examples are out the book, man.
Yo, you know my analogies be popping. All right, Dolphins Ravens. That's gonna be a good game. Devin Jahmyr is gonna be at that game. Actually, they want me to come, but I got
Devin is gonna be at that game.
Yeah, Devin Jahmyr.
Ravens is losing.
Yeah.
Whatever game Devin's at. And that's like
whatever he roots for, they lose.
Yeah, Broncos, Seattle.
He was just at the Broncos game.
He said that too to me. Damn,
something bad always happened. We went to the Giants Broncos game, first game. Even though they won, Jerry Jeudy fucking tore his ACL. His knee. Somebody major gets hurt, or
that team loses.
His team loses. Either or.
We went to North Carolina with him, man. We were supposed to see LaMelo Ball
come back. It was his first game. He came back from a
3-month injury, and we were gonna go, and Dev was like, "Nah, fuck that. LaMelo's not playing. We're drunk. Let's not go."
Full court bounce passes.
Then we're looking at the TV, and it's fucking LaMelo Ball doing, like you said, full court bounce passes. I was so sick to my stomach. Ugh.
But yeah, Dolphins Ravens.
Dolphins Ravens though. Dolphins Ravens.
I'm gonna say Ravens because Lamar got a chip on the shoulder.
Facts. He's throwing that shit.
And Tua can't throw a deep ball for shit, so don't really.
Lamar had a great game last week, and a lot of people were kind of trying to shit on him, like, "Oh, he was throwing the ball. What you mean? He only had a 55% completion rate." I'm like, bro, like, he was doing no look passes for touchdowns, bro. What are you
get off his dick?
Get like we. There's got to be a point where we get off Lamar's dick. Like, honestly, you're right.
Like, get off his dick.
Like, bro. Honestly,
he has an MVP, bro. Like, get off. Like, obviously,
he's good. He's a fucking great quarterback.
Yeah, he's not ass. All I said was, I just want to see him throw the ball. That's what he did.
He threw that bitch,
and he did that. I wasn't hating on him. I just said I want to see the nigga throw the ball.
But you don't repeat it every single week.
I don't. I just that was more of a challenge. Even though I knew he could do it, I'm just saying, yeah. I was one of them quarterbacks where they just said the nigga only could run the ball. Feel me? Even though that's what I only could do.
But that nigga
could actually throw that shit. So
Ja, I would come, but I gotta watch Nora this weekend. So I'm beat. Sadly.
Bless you.
Just traded Goddard for Waller in fantasy.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Like, Waller, he had a touchdown, but other than that touchdown, he wasn't getting the shit. Devontae Adams got overfed during that game.
I think I said
Hunter
that.
Renfro,
they were gonna, like, throw to him constantly.
They overfed him, and I feel like that's a reason why they lost. Like, you got to spread that rock to Hunter Renfro if y'all think y'all going to win. Y'all got to give that ball to Darren Waller if y'all think y'all going to win. But I get why you're feeding Devontae so much. Okay, cool, but you got to be able to spread the rock. Pitts or Waller, standard league?
Pitts.
Pitts really didn't have a great game. He didn't have that game. I thought he, like, Cordero took a lot away from Pitts. Drake London took a lot away from Pitts in that game, too. Drake London had a decent fucking game. I think he had, like, 4 catches for 75 yards.
Yeah, he did. He did solid.
He was pretty decent. Waller plays the fucking who did the Steeler?
I was gonna say Pitts plays the Rams, so I kind of like
talking
that
about the Dolphins. Who the Dolphins play?
No, who does the Raiders play this week?
Raiders playing the Cardinals.
I like Waller. Yeah. I like Waller. The Cardinals are.
The Raiders are home too.
Yeah. I love Waller. Then I like Waller. They're going to run
about a Dolphins team that was coached by Brian Flores. This is a totally different type of regime. So I'm not sure about that, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be a close one. It's a divisional matchup at the end. No, it's not. I lied. It's not a divisional matchup. But it's going to be a good game. Honestly, it's really two good defenses. How was Tua last week, guys? How did y'all feel about Tua last week?
After I tagged you last shit, he started going.
He started going off.
I'm not gonna lie, he started going off.
Yeah, we were talking shit. We were talking shit about Tua mid game, and then he shut us the fuck up a little bit.
Damn, yeah, 270.
Really? Yeah, 270 passing.
270.
That's not bad, bro.
One touchdown. Yeah.
Tiger had 94.
Jalen Waddle had a good game.
Yeah, 69. One touchdown.
One tutty.
That was really it, though.
We'll see. I like the Ravens, though. I really like the Ravens.
My nigga gets sicky. One catch for 1 yard. Ew.
They said they're going to use him more as a blocker.
So Mike McDaniel is keeping that same defensive coordinator for the Dolphins. So, but I've also seen Lamar wax the Dolphins as well. Like, I've seen Lamar go to work against the Dolphins a couple times.
Taking Lamar and
I'm
it's
taking the Ravens, bro.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
Yeah. Wait. Time out. If it's at the Dolphins, definitely taking the Ravens. Is it? Oh no, it's at the Ravens. I still take the Ravens though.
Actually, what's the spread? And when is it? When is the game? Is it a primetime game?
Nah, it's at 11. It's at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock game.
Taking the Ravens.
And where is it?
Baltimore.
Yeah, Ravens are taking. I might not take them on the spread.
Dolphins spread. I'll say Dolphins spread.
-3.5.
Oh, Dolphins are favored?
No.
Oh, so the Dolphins are plus 3.5. Mm-hmm. I like the Dolphins plus 3.5. I love the Dolphins plus 3.5. I think that game will be 1 by 3 on the hook.
Don't do it.
All day long.
Just take that money line. Don't listen to Corey.
Nah, please take the points. Don't listen to me. Please take the points. Does Detroit really have the juice, Josh Peck? No, they don't. I think they're good. I think they're a better team than last year for sure. They're not the worst team in the league by far. They're going to compete this year. But the juice? Nah, they not squeezing juice right now.
The juice to do what? You think just off of one game? Because, I mean, niggas going to go right back to what they was.
Okay.
They get their wake-up card this week.
All right, so let's move on to – all right, so that covers the recap. I mean, the preview for week two. We got one more segment, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. We're at an hour right now. Appreciate everybody fucking commenting, man. Y'all showing me love. We got some different Twitch guys, some different YouTube guys commenting. Welcome. Welcome to the best podcast in the world. But Start Bench Manscaped, brought to you by Manscaped. Use code MOSTSPORTS on manscaped.com to receive 20% off on all products and a free month of Most Sports Premium. Start Bench Manscaped. We're going to go with quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill. Start, bench, cut. Who you got? Who you got, Matt?
Go ahead.
I feel like we're forgetting just because Kyler's having a bad skid, we're forgetting how good he is. I don't want to just throw him under, but right now I think Kirk has looked great. I'm going to start Kirk, bench Kyler, cut Tannehill.
For sure. That's mine.
Yeah.
Well, not going to hate me.
Go ahead, Ed. What do you got?
Nigga going to start Tannehill. Get the fuck away from me, Eddie.
What the fuck? I'm starting Kirk.
Oh yeah. I'm not mad.
You're
about
starting
that
Kirk.
I'm not about that either.
I'm benching Tannehill.
You're benching Tannehill over Kyler Murray. So you're cutting Kyler Murray.
He's going to play baseball and it's the world.
That,
I feel you on that too. That.
Yeah.
The nigga going to turn into a streamer, gamer.
He's just like, I don't know what's up with him lately. He's just, even last year, it was just like.
He worried about Call of Duty and shit.
I feel like he hasn't been in it.
I respect that.
Nah, I got to go with Cousins, Kyler, cut Tannehill. Tannehill without A.J. Brown is looking like almost a lost cause. That offense was not really getting it. All right. I mean, the PFF stat, he was number 4 in PFF and blase, blase. But I don't fucking like PFF. I think PFF is fucking bullshit. Shit. I think PFF is bullshit fucking stats. You know what I'm saying? When you watch the real game and break it down, Tannehill really ain't have a crazy good game. Like, he did lead that last drive to, you know, throw the ball down the field to get him in field goal range. They missed it, but I'm still cutting Tannehill because fuck all that. I'm not it, no way I'm taking fucking Tannehill over Kyler Murray. I'm just not Tannehill. Doing that. Yeah. I'm just not doing that.
I don't care.
What makes you take Tannehill over Murray though? Like,
bro,
what does Tannehill do better than Kyler Murray?
Has more playoff wins.
What does he do better than Kyler Murray? Now, how many playoff wins does he have?
He throws better than him.
Debatable. Debatable, bro. That's very debatable.
I mean, Kyler Murray, even though they lost at he was really still throwing that shit.
That's cool.
Believe it or not. Just saying. Because Tannehill's not too much far from him either. They're pretty much kind of even.
Now, I've always stuck up for Tannehill.
Yeah,
I've always stuck up for Tannehill. I always like Tannehill. I always think that he's a decent quarterback, but he's not better than Kyler Murray. He's not better than Kirk Cousins. And it's crazy how 1 week of Kirk Cousins, all of a sudden, he's just a fucking god now. And now we're just starting Kirk Cousins
I'm starting Kirk Cousins because he's always been fucking good.
He's consistent.
And he slings rock.
Kirk Cousins has always been consistent. He just sucks in primetime games for some reason.
He's a folder. He's a folder, in my opinion.
Yeah,
he's
but they're folder. All folders, though. So
I feel like when you get Kirk
correct, Cousins, they, all three of these guys are folders, that's why we're start bench cutting these guys. Start bench cut these fucking folders.
You gotta look at, if you really look at like Kirk Cousins' career, his numbers are fucking nuts.
They are.
Yeah. Honestly, they are. Yeah, he has great numbers. Yeah.
You have to start him.
And he's always been on a good offense. He's never struggled as a on an overall game perspective, he's always played ball. He's always slang rock, bro. Yeah. Always slang rock, bro. He says it double XP on COD this weekend. If it is, you gotta cut Kyler. You cut Kyler on all double XP weekends. Yeah. All double XP weekends, you fucking cut him. You fucking cut him. And they're all folders.
You going off Madden and shit. He's like, start Kyler, bench Kurt. You're fucking smoking crack.
I can't start Kyler over Kurt.
Man. There's no way I'm starting Kyler over Kirk Cousins.
I haven't,
off of week one, sure, I got fucking Kirk. But like, that's not a bad take by Mont. That's not a bad take. It's Kyler Murray. Even we're talking about Kyler Murray. Line,
man.
You're talking about a player that was considered before Hopkins got hurt last year. He was up there in the race. He was going crazy. He was absolutely going nuts. So I'm not about to sit up here and disrespect Kyler like Ed is and cutting him. Like I don't like his personality.
I'll bench him, but I'm not gonna cut him because I think Tannehill sucks more than
him. I don't know. They're both mobile.
He's 0-25-1 on double XP mobile? Weekend.
Tannehill's not mobile.
Tannehill can run.
Not like Kyler.
No way. Not even close.
He's mobile. That nigga ain't mobile like that.
He's mobile enough. Yeah, he's not. To get the he's not a running quarterback, but he's
Kyler
mobile
is
enough.
Still like zigzagging through niggas and shit. Like that nigga, motherfucking Tannehill is getting the first.
He's like Aaron Rodgers mobile. Like mobile when he has to be mobile. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like when it's necessary. Like,
right. He's like not running just around because.
And he can get a good slide off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. All
right. That's start bench Manscaped again. Code Mo Sports, 20% off. You know the vibes. One more little topic that we want to touch on right before we leave is Adrian Peterson getting knocked the fuck out. What the fuck happened, AP? Can you only fuck kids up?
All
right. Is that the thing? Is that what's happening?
That nigga got hit with a straight. Next week.
Yeah, Corey just fucked the vibes up twice in a row.
Twice in a row.
That's been real.
All right, yo. Mo Sports TV. I appreciate everybody for hopping on and chatting. Hey, next.
We really had to cut.
Word to AP's belt, my nigga. Word to AP's belt. This whole shit gonna look different next week. I ain't gonna say nothing after that. This whole shit is going to be looking different next week. Most sports, everything going to be a little bit different next week. Shout out to our sponsors, Wings and Things, Manscaped. We're going to have a new sponsor next week, actually, too. Shout out to Bet Stamp. We're rocking with y'all. Oh, man. All right. I appreciate y'all. Most Sports TV. See y'all next week.
Dang.